Yes, sir.
I am sad.
This is a tough one. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you for the next 3 hours, taking you until 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Fliegelman on the other side. And it is the end of the Yankee season in a fashion that is hard to explain. Very difficult to explain. Hard to get the words out. I am, like, this is, make no mistake about it. I know they still had a ton to accomplish after last night, even if it went their way. They would have still had to go to L.A. and win two games. No team has ever done what they couldn't do last night, let alone finish it off in the World Series. And yes, the Red Sox were the one team ever, we know that, to do it at all in the postseason. But no team's ever accomplished it in the World Series. No team has ever still even forced a Game 6. They had a ton more to do. So when you think about some of the other losses, you might say, well, listen, they still had so many other, they still had to win two more games. It's not like 0-1 where they were outs away with Mariano on the mound, or, you know, it's not like 0-4 and watching this thing fall apart slowly, or any other series. I got to tell you, this one, and maybe it's the immediacy bias that I'm feeling right now, this one hurts as much as any. In the moment, I can't remember feeling more sick to my stomach, more disappointed, more angry, more frustrated, more sad, more distraught, more wanting to put a, you know, just go absolutely crazy, rip my shirt off and out of frustration. Like, it's as difficult a loss for Yankee fans, I think, and certainly for this Yankee fan speaking to you, as any in my lifetime. Because to watch them throw this away, and let's start with where the game started, because the game started exactly how they needed it to. I mean, you could not have started this game any freaking better. You get Cole out there, and we knew what this game was for Cole. And that's the other, the legacy of these two guys who have been so terrific for the New York Yankees in Judge and Cole. And it was their night. It was their night, because this game started off exactly the way the Yankees needed it. Cole goes out there and gives them a clean, crisp, nice and easy, low pitch count. And you knew that was going to come into it, as you needed him to go deep into this game. Low pitch count, first inning. And then Judge hits the two-run home run that we have been waiting for this entire postseason, specifically the first inning. Whether it's to match the Freddie Freeman home runs, whether it's just the opportunities he's had for all his struggles in this postseason. For all his struggles. The biggest glaring one was the amount of times he came up with both runners on, both Gleyber Torres and Juan Soto. But it seemed like every game he came up in the first with an opportunity to break the game open and have a laugher and give the bullpen a rest. And give a starting pitcher an easy night. So many times we've been waiting for him to break out, and specifically in the first inning. And when he hits that two-run home run, you felt like, here we are. There's still a lot to do, but we are going back to L.A. And we are going back to L.A. with all the momentum you could possibly have. And Cole continues it as they move forward, and the Yankees tack on runs. And they get the follow-up home run with Jazz Chisholm. They get the Verdugo base hit that gives them the fourth. They get the home run from Stanton to give them a 5-run lead with Cole pitching a no-hitter and all the momentum that you would need if you were going to try and accomplish what they were trying to accomplish and coming back from the disaster that was Game 1, coming back from the ineptitude that was Game 2 and 3. If you were going to do it, you needed the miracle, or I shouldn't say miracle, you needed the big game. The other night, you needed the Volpe game. You needed a breakout. You needed a laugher. You needed the offense waking up and scoring 10, 11 runs. You needed that, and then you needed to follow it up with the Dodgers thinking this thing is falling apart. And that's how it started. It was falling apart for the Los Angeles Dodgers, not the New York Yankees, the Los Angeles Dodgers. It was 5-0. They were being no hit. They got beat up the night before. Everything was exactly what you needed if you were going to try and accomplish what they were trying to accomplish. And instead, That fifth inning, where they completely just absolutely crapped all over themselves. There's no other way to put it. They fell apart and blew themselves an opportunity. They threw this game away. They gave this game away. They choked this game away. They coughed this game away, whatever cliche you want to deal with. And we'll get to the other aspects after this inning. They lost the game in that fifth inning. It was over. I had zero faith, even though they left that inning with the game tied, zero faith they would win that game. I didn't, even when they took the lead, I had zero faith. And let me tell you this, I know this is meaningless one way, even if they figured out a way to win the game, it wasn't the way it needed to be done. The Dodgers had fought back. The Dodgers knew they could get to him at any time. Even if they did pull off the miracle of still winning this game, it was over. That fifth inning was the most inevitable ending of the season, and just the heights of what this team is in many, many ways. And let me just say this real quick, because I know everybody's going on a harp on, and I see it everywhere, that this was, you know, what has always hampered this team, and in many ways it did. And I understand that, you know, fundamentals, and it would have been easier for me. First of all, it would have been easier if they just got pounded, right? Even game one, I'm more frustrated with the slight more, you know, the decisions and the difficult things. Like the walk-off grand slam doesn't bother me. That's a great player making a great play and a great swing. Like, it's what it is. And if they get beat in this game by 100 runs, I'll live with it. But it's the self-inflicted wounds that drive you up a wall that you can't tolerate. And as much as this team has lacked fundamentals, I totally agree. Right? So much of what's plagued this team, the bullpen has fallen apart at different times, the fundamentals, the base running, right? That's all true. But I'm sorry, when I look at this inning, I don't see necessarily lack of fundamentals. I see guys just blowing the game. Aaron Judge hasn't made an error all year. Fundamentals to me are, which we've seen a ton of, I'm not trying to take away from this team, it's absolutely the reason they're flawed and the flaws caught up to them. But fundamentals, which we've seen all the time, is running to third base on a ground ball hit in front of you. Fundamentals are overthrowing the cutoff man and allowing a guy to get to from first base to get to second base in scoring position that comes back to bite you. There are so many fundamentals that have kept this team down in so many ways over the course of the year that I think now it's become a lazy argument to say, instead of just saying, Judge dropped a ball. He didn't make the wrong play. He dropped a ball. Anthony Volpe didn't make the wrong play. He made the right play. And after having a great game the night before, making defensive play after defensive play, he made the right play. He got the ball. Third base was the only place he could go. He made the right play. He was there. He threw the ball into the dirt. These are the easiest plays you could possibly make. This was the moment got to them. This is inexplicable that those plays are dropped. Inexplicable. And then you get to covering first base. You want to call that fundamentals? That's the closest play to actual fundamentals. But here's the bottom line. He's a $300 million pitcher. And you can't tell me that that's... there's no amount of coaching, there's no manager, there's no amount of practice to make him do the obvious play of going to first base, and his excuse is laughable. And he's great in this game. And what he's able to do after the fifth inning is mind-blowing and remarkable. I thought he was done and dead. I was almost disappointed they went back to him because I thought there was no hope for him. And instead, he shows you toughness and fights back and gets through the next inning in two-thirds or whatever it is. Remarkable. Great. He was big in this moment, and his team let him down, but he let himself down. There is no excuse not to run to first base. Whether he took a... And if you didn't hear Cole's excuse, maybe we'll play it throughout the morning. He thought he had a chance to field it, so he took a bad angle to it. And then once the ball got by him with the squibber from Mookie Betts, once the ball got by him, he didn't have a good angle to get to first base. I don't care if all of that is true. You attempt it. You run to first base. And normally I get all over Rizzo. I've actually said about Rizzo that I wish someone would love me as much as Rizzo loves throwing the ball to the pitcher instead of just taking it to the bag. I do agree with the squibber and the idea that ball was spinning. He can't attack that ball and try to go to first. He's got to make sure he fields it. That is up to Gerrit Cole to get to first base. But that inning, from Judge dropping that ball, you could feel it starting to spiral. And that's what makes me the most obvious about this team and what bothers me and what I've seen so many times is the inability to stop the spiraling. You want to put that on the manager? Fine, I'm with you. There's never been a mental toughness with this team to say, okay, I made one bad play. I will not let it spiral. It continues to spiral. That inning, Judge drops the ball, does not need to lead to the Volpe play. The Volpe play does not need to lead to not covering first. Not covering first doesn't need to lead to throwing a fastball with two strikes to Freddie Freeman. They are all their own individual plays that can all be stopped at any time. And instead, this team continues to allow these innings to spiral out of control. That is the most frustrating giveaway of an opportunity to win a championship. And again, this isn't game seven. They're still down 3-2. They win this game. They have an uphill battle going back to LA no matter what. We might have been destined to feel this sadness and not capture the 28th championship no matter what happened in this game. But we needed to see it. And I didn't think after game four that they could make me this sad. I thought at least if they finished off that game and didn't get swept and at least fought there, that if Cole got lit up or they were shut down again by Flaherty or whatever the case may be, I would be angry. I'd be disappointed. I would be frustrated. The season would still be a failure, but I wouldn't feel what I'm feeling right now. I thought the sadness and the frustration and the, like, this team's a freaking walking nightmare was at least gone as long as they got off the deck and didn't get swept. But you can't feel worse than you feel right now if you're a Yankee fan, watching them throw a game away with the easiest plays you've ever seen in your life. I mean, this is an MVP who finally woke up, hits the home run an inning earlier, two innings earlier, makes an unbelievable running, jumping catch up against the wall. I mean, this is a guy who hasn't made an error all year. Like, we're just chalking it up to all the same old mistakes this team has made all year. Judge hasn't made a single error all year. Volpe's a Gold Glove finalist. He makes the play. He doesn't throw to the wrong base. He doesn't push it. He doesn't, you know, make some sort of mental gaffe. He spikes a ball, throwing it to third base. It's an easy play. Just throw it to him. The spiraling nature of, and then to look up after the squibber and see Cole isn't there. I mean, it is as frustrating as it could possibly be. And this team, which, well, you know, right now it's easy to say, and it's true. The Dodgers are the better team. The Dodgers showed up. The Dodgers had to make all the plays. The Dodgers had to put the ball in play. Kiki Hernandez had to bust his ass to third base to make that play more difficult. You know, obviously Mookie Betts had to bust his ass down the line to make that play where Rizzo couldn't get there. The Dodgers took advantage of it. They still needed to get hits. Even after all that, they still needed a base hit from Freddie Freeman. They still needed a double from Teoscar Hernandez. They still needed to come through in the eighth inning. Like, they had a great series. They outperformed the New York Yankees, and they are, without question, the better team. That doesn't change the fact that the Yankees are self-inflicted wounds away from being right in this series. They are. You could argue they are self-inflicted wounds away from being up 3-2 heading to L.A. That's what gets you. If they're outplayed, if they're outperformed, if they're beaten, you can live with it. And while they were outplayed, and while they were outperformed, and while you could argue the Dodgers are the better team, clearly, it'd be hard to argue against it, they're clearly the better team, the Dodgers aren't the reason this series is over. The Dodgers aren't the reason we're not getting ready for a Friday night in Los Angeles. The New York Yankees are. They're their own worst enemy over and over and over again. Whether it's the inability to hit with runners in scoring position, whether it's the poor defense, whether it's sloppy base running, whatever the case may be, and a lot of those mistakes happened the entire postseason. The mistakes on the base path to Kansas City and to Cleveland, fundamentals. Easy. Fundamentals. And I don't want to get confused here. Fundamentals, base running, fielding, all of it, have plagued this team and are a major part of why they're not better than they are. I don't want anyone to think I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is it's more than fundamentals. What happened in that inning? Judge dropping a ball isn't fundamentals. That Volpe play, he made the right play. He didn't make a mistake. He threw the ball in the dirt. That's a physical error. Those were two physical errors that happen all the time. And I'm not trying to blame. I'm not trying to take away blame from them. I'm just saying, why are they not capable? Why are they not capable of what most, a lot of the times it is fundamentals. Sometimes it's just flat out mistakes. Sometimes it's just flat out physical errors. Whatever it is, some way this group consistently finds a way to cost themselves games. And here we are again, trying to come to grips with a game that they had won. It's 5-0. Gerrit Cole's throwing a no-hitter. Judge hit the big home run. They've added to it. The crowd's going nuts. This is a laugher. This is a, hey, our offense has awoken. Yours has gone in the toilet. And you better watch yourself because we're going back to L.A. with all the momentum. And instead, the Yankees decided to throw all of that away. And I know everyone wants to blame the manager, and we'll talk about it. 888-808-1019, and we want to talk about the future of the manager. And clearly, we want to talk about the future of Juan Soto. And we could talk about a lot of different things. This team, the players on it, the manager, and the GM who built it, have formed a group that are talented, that deserve to be in this World Series, that had an opportunity to win it, but wanted no part of it. And at 2:20, I'm sitting here trying to figure out why they didn't. And I can't. 888-808-1019, quick break. Your phone calls on the end of the Yankee season. Where they go from here, I suppose. And what the hell happened in that fifth inning? What the hell happened with Canely? And we'll get to the decision on what Boone did with the bullpen late in this game. But ultimately, they were going to lose this game the second Teoscar Hernandez hit that double that tied the game. They were destined for a loss. You could argue they were destined the second Cole didn't cover first base. That inning is why they lost. And even if they won this game, that inning is why they were going to lose this series. That's an inexcusable inning. It's embarrassing. It's a debacle of the highest order, unlike anything we have ever seen. At least as Yankee fans. And it's easy to just wash it out with the fundamentals. It goes deeper than that. It's a flawed team that doesn't know how to win. And whether they'll make a mistake fundamentally or they'll make a mistake, just a physical mistake that cost them, a mental gaffe, whatever the case may be, they will find a way to lose the game. And I don't know why.